Begin the current daf, Masechta Zbachim, daf Kuf Gimel. Begin on the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the second mission in this parak, discussing the laws as we open up the parak regarding the division of the Kodshim, of the Karbanos, which is that the Kehanim get portions in the Karban. Now our Mishnah goes on to regarding their portion that they get of the Eiris, of the hides of the Karbanos. Says the Mishnah, Kol Shalei Zacham Esbeich Bibsara. The Mishnah qualifies that if the altar did not merit in the meat of the carbon, for example, if let's say the carbon became invalidated before the throwing of the blood, which is that there was never a permitted time, the mizbeach only gets the parts of the limbs of the carbon only once the zrikas adam, then the limbs can be put up. So if the carbon became possible before the zrikas adam, so therefore the mizbeach never had a moment of when it merited in the carbon. So then, in that situation, the kahanim don't merit to get the hide, which they get in regard in kachay kachim, and it's there where the mizbeach gets that's like by the oila, which is where it's said in the Torah regarding the meat goes on the mizbeach. If it became possible for the merit of the mizbeach, then the kahanim do not merit in the hide. Shnemak says in the pasuk in the Yikra, it says regarding if that a kohen that's going to sacrifice oilas ish, the oila of a man, then the hide of the oila is going to be for the kohen that sacrifices it, which tells you oila sha'olso l'ish, only in the oila that is valid for the one who's bringing it, which is that it had a zrukas adam before it became possible. But if it's possible before the zrukas adam, so then it never merited for him, it was possible beforehand. The zrukas adam, which the primary element of the hartzah from the carbon, was not valid, so then you're not going to have what the rest of the pasuk says regarding that l'kayin, that it's going to go to the kayin of the hide. However, continues the Mishnah, regarding the carbon oil that was slaughtered, not for the sake of this carbon, then Ava Pishla Oslabailam, as the opening Mishnah of this Masechta said, even though it's not going to be valid for the neder, for the nedava, whatever the reason is why the person is bringing the oil, it's not going to be considering a fulfillment of his obligation, but oil in that situation, however, as we'll see, the Gemara will differentiate, which is learned out from Sukkim as the Brisa brings it, but it's not as a psul of a regular invalidation before the zrikas adam, because ultimately it's a valid carbon, it's just not fulfilling the obligation of the person. So one would think that would not qualify as oilas ish, however the Gemara would bring from Sukkim that there the case would qualify that the hides will go to the kohen. Continues the Mishnah, echad oilas ish v'echad oilas isha. Although when we read the pasuk it says oilas ish, and that the Mishnah tells us whether it's the hide of a man or the or carbon of the a woman who's bringing an oila, which as the Gemara will bring that we learn out from Sukkim, that I was saying the Kahanim there, in both cases, the hides of that carbon oila are going to go to the Kahanim. Continues the Mishnah, I was kachim kalim labalam. However, the hides of a low-level carbon, that of a shlamim and things like that, there the hides go to the owners. Whereas I was kachim, like we're discussing here in the beginning part of the Mishnah, like a chatas and asham, not just an oila, as the Pasuk says, for every kachim, the hides go to the Kahanim, as the Mishnah explains, because kabo chaymer. If a carbon oila, the kam do not get from the meat of the carbon, all of it is burnt on the mizbech. And yet zachu ba'ayru, they merit to get the hide, the skin of the animal. So kachim kachim, shazachu b'b'sara. So regarding other kachim, which like chatas and asham, that moreover the kam get to eat, they get the meat of the carbon. So in the din she is kabo'ayru, isn't a kabo'chaymer from oila that for sure they should get the hide of the animal? And on that continues the mission. It says, don't say Mizbech yichichu, that the altar should disprove this logic and say, wait a second, the Mizbeach merits the meat of the Karban Ayla and doesn't get the hide. So too, you shouldn't wonder by the Kachah Kachim that even though they get the meat, they can't get the meat of those Karbanas, they also should not get the hide of those Karbanas. And that says the Mishnah, though, that's not a proof. Because She'ein Lai, the altar doesn't have Ayr B'chal Makam. It never gets the hide in any situation. In contrast by the Kahanim, where we find that there are situations that they do get the hide of the animal, specifically by the Ayla, so therefore Kavochem, that they should merit the hides of the Kachi Kachi. Says the Gemara, Tanbar Linda Brisa, this pasuk that our Mishnah teaches regarding this halacha of when do the Kahanim get the Ayla is only when it's the Ayr of the Ayla is only when it's Ayla's Ish, when it was fulfilling the obligation of the person, in contrast, if it became possible before the Zrikas Adam, on that the Braisa brings two other interpretations of Elina from this word Eilas Ish. When do the Kahanim get the Eir, the hide of the Eila? Is only when it's Eilas Ish, Pradl Eilas Hektish. That excludes if it's an Eila of Hektish, which the Gemara can explain shortly what that means. That's the Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yisi Rebbe Yehuda, he says, Pradl Eilas Gerim. It excludes the Eila of a Ger, of a convert who brings a carbon Eila, which the Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean, a Ger is not an Ish? Why is that excluded from Eilas Ish? I think Gemara first explains the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda. My Pradla Eilas Hektish, what does it mean to exclude the Eila of Hektish? So Amar B'chir Bar Yosef, he says, Prat la'ayla, this excludes a korban ayla, haba'a min ha'maisaris, that comes from the leftovers. For example, when we have korban ha'shamais that have to go out to graze, to pasture, to develop a blemish. For example, when someone makes a tumura of an asham, or an asham where the owner had passed away, or he got atonement with some other korban. Which the Gemara tells us elsewhere that what you have to do with that asham now that's left over has to go out to graze and develop a blemish, and it's sold, and then the proceeds of that money is used to buy a korban nedava, which that's the known as the oilas akaita mizbeach. It's when the dessert of the mizbeach, when the mizbeach is idle, then they bring this korbanus oila, where that's not a oilas ish. Rather, it's a nedava of the tzibur, and that's why actually the nesachim of that oila come from the public funds. And the original owner doesn't do smicha, and he doesn't do the shechita, as the Mishnah teaches in Tumur Dav Chav Mabeis. So therefore, that's not an oilas ish, that's an oilas tzibur, that's from the nedava of the tzibur, and therefore that's not going to have the halacha of the oira of the hides going to the kanum, because it's not oilas ish. On that, as the Gemara, Hanich Lamandama, this works well according to the opinion who says, which this machleik is Rabbi Laza and Rabbanan over there, Masechta Tumura, that Maisaris l'nedava tzibur asli. Yeah, that the leftovers of these ashamais and these other situations that they're brought to buy oilas and they're considered the dove of the tzibur where they go to kaitz and mizbech. And therefore it's not oilas ish. And therefore the hides don't go to the kanim. Elamandam amaisaris linadav asiyachad asli, but according to the one who holds that actually these leftover ashamais, when they're blemished and sold and bought, but they buy the proceeds in Ayla, they're actually considered a nedava of the yachid, meaning the original owner of that asham that was left over, he himself brings it with that money, and he does do smicha on it, and he does have this slaughtering, and then the nesachim come from his own pocket. So, Michael, what are you going to say? It's still going to be considered oilas ish then. And that says the Gemara. According to that mandama, you would have to say kedama rava, that it'd be excluded like the way rava says in Yuman Daf Lamed Dalem and Aleph by the pasuk that says va'arach aleha oila. It says that you organize on the mizbeach the oila, which the Gemara says over the oila and out. That how do you know that there's not going to be any carbon that comes before the Tamid Shal Shachar, the carbon oil that's brought every day in the morning? That's what it teaches, that you have to first organize in it the oila. And the Gemara says, what do you see from there that nothing's brought before the carbon Tamid Shal Shachar? And that says, Rabbi, because what does it mean, ha'oila, the oila? It means oila rishayna, the first oila, which is said in the order of the carbons that come every single day. That's the one that has to be first, the oila, the famous one, the one that's designated, which is the karma tamid shel shachar, and that's how we see that that's the first one that has to be brought. No other karma can be brought before it. So on that says the Gemara, hachinami. So then we'd say the same thing over here regarding the hides that go to the kahanim. It says there in the pasuk, oir ha'oila, the hide of the oila. What does that mean? Oila rishayna, the first oila, the one that was only designated initially to be a karma oila. And not an oila that comes from the leftovers of an asham or leftovers of a chatas. And that's how, according to that other mandama, we would be excluding the oila of the meiser of asham and of the chatas. Meaning, according to the other mandama, you know it from oilas ish. Because it's not oilas ish, it's actually now in the double tzibur. According to the other mandama, that you're right, it's not in the double tzibur, it's that of a yachid. You would exclude it from the word ha'oila, which Gemara later on is going to ask in this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. But we have a drush from Yehoyada HaKoyin that the hides do go to the kahanim. How could we say over here that that's what we're excluding, that prad la'ilas hektish, that what it means to say is this halacha of the leftovers of an ashram, which is you buy an oil with it, that it doesn't go to the kahanim, but the Yehoyada HaKoyin seemingly says that actually the hides do go to the kahanim. Another interpretation, what it means that prad la'ilas hektish of this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Reb Aiva Amr Biana, he says a different interpretation. He says it's pratla matves oila lebedek abayis, and it's excluding a case when someone takes a korban oila and he designates it, he's makdish it to bedek abayis, meaning that he changes the ownership. Now the one who owns his korban oila is the temple upkeeper, is the temple treasury. That's a situation that Rude is saying that the hides are not going to go to the kahanim when this korban is brought, and then that explains the Gemara. We don't have to say this even, that it's only according to the one that when the sanctity of Bedek HaBayis takes effect, that it takes effect on the biblical level, which this is brought in the last parak of Masechtas Tumur Dav Lamed Beis Amud Beis, where Ula says that someone that's matfis, this case, he talks about if someone's matfis ha'ila Bedek HaBayis, means to say he designates, he's makdish this carbon oilam, which already has Kedushas Mizbeach, but he's giving over the rights, the ownership of this oila to the Bedek HaBayis, to the temple treasury. So says Ula, the only relevancy in halacha that it has is what's known as ikuv gizbarim, meaning that the temple treasurers have to be there when the korban is brought, because they're the owners, they're the bialim. The bialim have to be there when the korban is brought. That's the only halachic relevancy. On that, the Gemara asked on Ula, how can you say that? But we learned that someone that's matves oila bedikabais, this case, it's forbidden for it to be slaughtered until it's redeemed. Because you can't bring a carbon of bedikabais, it has to be redeemed. On that, Ula answers over there that no, this that you need to have redemption is only rabbinically. And therefore, it's not a difficulty. Biblically, really, there's no relevancy. You could bring the carbon. They just have to stand there. But rabbinically, you're right, you have to be paid it. Now, the inference is, however, that the one who asked the question on Ula held that this that could do, that Bedek Abayis is the owner, is a biblical halacha. And therefore, no, you can't slaughter it because it's not going to be these the carbon oil of a person. It's Bedek Abayis, and you would have to redeem it first. Now, so therefore, we see that it's a machlekes regarding if the Bedek Abayis is going to be Teifas, and if they're really going to be the owners on the biblical level, or only like Ula says on rabbinic level. On that, the Rabbi Yana is saying that, however, regarding the hides of the carbon, you don't have to say, according to the one who holds, that the Bedek Abayis is matfesed midderaisa, that they get on even a biblical level, that for sure the hides are not going to go to the Kahanim if it was slaughtered before it was redeemed, because like we're saying, it's not considered oilas ish, it's oilas hektish, and you can't even be makrib in the first place, let alone to say that the hides are going to go to the Kahanim. But on that, continues Rabbi Yanai, Ella filaman dama, but even according to the one who says that it's only on the rabbinic level, but biblically, loitavsi, no, it doesn't become oilas hektish. It's still the oil of a person. It was already designated as kachim mizbeach. And therefore, this person cannot make it now non-carbon, by giving it to Bedek Abayis and saying, oh, it's not oilas ish anymore. But that's what he says, that even according to that man da amar, hanimili basar, that's only regarding the meat or the carbon, which, yeah, that belonged to the mizbeach. Because what if an oil goes in the mizbeach? The flesh. But therefore, we say that that's not his, to say that the sanctity of Bedek Abayis should take effect to revoke the Kedusha of the Mizbeach. Aval Ur, but regarding the hide, which that never was something that belonged to the Mizbeach, and therefore that's not being revoking it from the Kedusha's Mizbeach, and also the Kohen never merited in it that yet, before this person went and was Makdash at the Bedek Abayis, that tavis, that will take effect, even according to the one who holds that is generally not Makdash on the biblical level, but even so, even if you hold it's rabbinic, but the hide is now being transferred to the Bedek Abayis, and therefore it's the Bedek Abayis's, and it's not going to go to the Kahanim, even according to that mandam. But that's what, says Rabbi Yanai, is what Rabbi Huda means when he says, Pradla Oila Sektish, it's excluding if someone's matfis and Oila Bedek Abayis. Now, however, he says like the first interpretation of Rabbi Chir Bar Yosef, that what does Rabbi Huda mean, Pradla Oila Hektish? It means Pradla Oila Haba Min Amasaris. It's excluding the oil that comes from the leftover Oshim and Chatzis that they didn't have what to do with it because it already was, let's say, had an atonement with another carbon. Graze, blemish, sell, take the proceeds, buy an oil. That's not oilas ish anymore, or as we said, that's learned out from a different, from either ha'oila. But either way, that's the carbon that we're excluding from this halach of the oil of the hides going to the Kahan. Now, however, Amalei Rav Nunal Rav Nachman, as we alluded to this question before, so he asked to Rav Nachman, who said it with his teaching, come on, who are you going like? Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously, you're going like Rabbi Yehuda, who later on says that yes, such a case of the Maisaris of the leftover, like in the Ashton, which you end up buying an oil with that the highs don't go to the Kahanim. On that, asked Rav Nunal to Rav Nachman, but Hahadar Bey, but how can you go like him? But he retracts, because as we're going to quote, that they told Rabbi Yehuda, if you're saying the way you say, you're nullifying the drush, the exposition of Yehoyada HaKoyin, and he didn't answer to the question. So we see obviously that he retracted. The Tanya like learned the Braisa. The Braisa discusses regarding the 13 boxes that there were in the Beis HaMikdash, which that's where people would put in monies regarding different types of donations or allocations of funds to the Beis HaMikdash, which one box said the old Shkolim, the one box said the new Shkolim, another box said these are for the peers of the birds, these are for the young Karbonas Oila, the bird Oilas, this is for the wood, this is for the frankincense, this is for the gold that goes for the vessels. And then there was Shisha L'Nedava. There were six boxes that were for donations. Now, on that, the Braisa comes to explain what were these six boxes for Nedava for donations. La'ayla haba min amisaris, this was for the karbanas ayla, donated aylas, which were funds that were from the leftovers of other karbanas, which they couldn't use anymore, which they sold and they got the proceeds, which are then used to buy aylas nadava. That's where those monies would put into those boxes in the Beis HaMikdash. Shlayu kahanim zakon ba'ayr, and the reason why I had to designate these boxes were because these aylas are different than other aylas, because the kahanim do not merit in the hides of these karbanas of these aylas. Rather, what they would do is actually they would go ahead and they would sell those hides and buy with its money different animals for a carbon idol to be used for the kites mizbech, to be used when the mizbech is idle. That's the Rabbi Yehuda. So he says clearly, yeah, that the hides did not go to the Kohen for the Maisaris. But on that is where the question begins, because the Brisa quotes that Amar Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Nechemya said to him, Bamrilan, some say it was Rabbi Shimon told him. Im kein, Rabbi Yehuda, if so, the way you're saying, Bitalta midrasha shel Yoda Kohen, then you're nullifying the exposition that Yoda Kohen had said. Because the Tanya, like we learned, actually it's a Mishnah Masech Lishkalam, Zem Midrash Drarash Yoda Kohen. This is the exposition that Yoda Kohen had made. The Pasuk in Vayikra says, Asham Hu, it's an Asham. Asham, he's guilty. Asham LaHashem, it's an Asham that goes to Hashem. Now, it's a problematic. You can't say the Asham goes to Hashem, because the Pasuk already says that the Asham goes to the Kohen. Because the Pasuk says, Kechatas Ka'asham, like the sin offerings, the guilt offering, Torah, Achas Lahem, that is that just like the Chatas goes to the Kohen, so to the Asham. So on that, the difficulty is how do you resolve this? So on that, expounded Yoda Kohen as follows. Kol Shabam Mishum Chatas and Mishum Asham, anything that comes from originally that was a Chatas or an Asham, meaning this case that we're discussing, what's called Meisr Chatas. For example, if let's say someone designated money for his Karba Chatas and he has leftover monies. Or let's say he has leftover from an Asham, for example, like the case we were discussing before, when it has to go out to graze. As the Gemara Tumur Daf Yitzchesim and Av says, that wherever the Karba Chatas dies, in that parallel situation, the Karba Asham goes out to graze. So what do you do with those leftovers? Yilakach b'aylis, this is what we're calling these Meisaris. You go ahead and you buy with it Karbanas Aylis. Oh, now in that situation, the way we're describing it, you're going to resolve both of these psukim. How so? It's going to be Asham LaHashem because Habasa LaHashem. Meaning from these Meisaris, you go into these Asham, which one is it? Is it Asham LaHashem, Asham to the Kayin? When you have these leftover Asham, what you do is that you sell it and you buy an Ayla. And so it's going to come out, it's really going to be LaHashem Elekayin because the meat, Habasa LaHashem, the meat is going to be like an Ayla, is going to be burnt on the Mizbeach for Hashem. And you're also going to fulfill Asham LaKayin. How so? Because Oyrul Kahanim, the hide is going to go to the Kahanim. And that's what the Pasuk says, that Kesef Asham, the Kesef Chatois, Layav, like etc. It says it's not going to be brought Labes Hashem. Rather, it's going to go to the Kahanim. So that's how we resolve it. Yeah, part of it is going to go to Hashem, part of it's going to go to the Kahanim. But one thing is that they asked under Behuda is that you see that the Oyra is going to go to the Kahanim by the Meisaris. So therefore, they refuted your Behuda. So therefore, that's what Rav Nun is asking Rav Nachman, who are you going like when you're saying that the hide of, as you're interpreting this opinion, as we're saying of Rabbi Yehuda, Oilas Ish is excluding Oilas Hektish, which is excluding the Maisaris, that then you're saying the Oira doesn't go to the Kahanim, but he was clearly refuted on that, because he said that Oira, that they told him, and he didn't answer, that the Oira is going to the Kahanim. So Malay, so on that, Rav Nachman responded, so what does the master explain this that we learned before? Prat lo ilas hektish. So I had thought to explain, and this is in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that what that refers to is the Maisaris. But now that you're pointing out that even Rabbi Yehuda is refuted, so what actually are we going to interpret when Rabbi Yehuda does say Prat lo ilas hektish, if seemingly that's after his refutation and he retracted regarding the Maisaris, then what does he mean by Prat lo ilas hektish? So Malay, so on that Rabbi Hanun responded, he says, Mukminale b'maktish nechasa. I explained this halacha of Prat lo ilas hektish regarding a different situation, regarding someone that sanctified his assets. Look at Rabbi Yeshua, and it's going to be Yeshua, which as we're going to quote, that he says that if this person in his assets had male animals, that they themselves are sacrificed as karbanas ayla, and that's the case that Rabbi Yehuda is excluding the hide going to the Kohanim, which is called the ilas hektish. Because as we're going to conclude, that when does Rabbi Yeshua say that the designation of the Mizbech takes effect on those animals, that it has to be itself sacrificed on the Mizbech, is only what's fit for the Mizbech. But the hide, he agrees that, which since that doesn't go to the Mizbech, although we're going to treat the animal like an oila and it's going to be sacrificed in the Mizbech, but whatever could be taken effect by Bede Gabais is going to be taken effect, and therefore the hide, which is not going to Mizbech, will not go into the Kahanim, rather it's going to go to the Bede Gabais. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda means when he says Prat lo ilas hektish. It means this person's assets, which he was giving it all to the Beis HaMikdash, which means Bede Gabais, although there are going to be parts of his, like the oilas, like the male animals that are going to be brought as a carbon oila, the hide is not going to go to the Kahanim. That's not like the Mishnah Masechet Shkalim. Hamaktish nechasim. If someone sanctifies his estate to the Bede Gabais, into the temple upkeep, to the temple treasury. Now, in all his properties, in his boats, in his houses, whatever it is, he has animals that are fit and are appropriate to be sacrificed on the Mizbech because they're unblemished animals. He has zecharim unikabis, male animals, female animals. So you have the following machlekes. Rabbi Lazaimer, who we're not going like, he says, zecharim yimachu l'tzarchi eilis. He says, everything is going to go to the Bedek Abayis. Everything is going to go to temple upkeep. But how you get there is as follows. The male animals will be sold l'tzarchi eilis for the purposes of being used for eilis. Meaning whoever buys it has to use it to bring it as a karban eilah. And the female animals have to be sold for the purposes of whoever's buying it has to bring a carbon shlam from that. Now the reason for this is because the Gemara says in Tamur Dav Lama Gimel Mabez, whoever is matfis tamim la bedek abayis, whoever designates is makdish unblemished animals for the bedek abayis, when they're redeemed, they could only be redeemed to be used for the purposes of the mizbeach. Now the reason for that is because whatever is fit for the mizbeach cannot be removed from its ability to be brought as a carbon on the mizbeach. So it has to be utilized for the mizbeach. But it's not going to be brought as itself because it was being makdash to Bedek Abayis. The funds have to end up going to Bedek Abayis and not to Mizbeach. But whoever buys it has to use it for the Mizbeach. And the domain, but its value, its money, Yipul im Shar Nechasim of Bedek Abayis will be going to the temple treasury, to the temple upkeep. That's Rabbi Lazar. Pshua Mehi disagrees. He says, it's not sold, these male animals, to someone else, and the money to go to the base of Mikdash, and the animals are brought by those other people. No. Zecharim atzmam yikruvu oilis. These male animals themselves, from this person that was makdash his whole estate, are brought and sacrificed as a carbon oilah. By that person, he's considered the owner of that carbon oilah. Now, the reason for this is because Rabbi Yeshua holds that a person would differentiate in his sanctification. Meaning, although he was just makdash, carte blanche, everything bedek abayis, his intention was, whatever is fit to be for the mizbeach, should be for the mizbeach. And although it seemed like everything was for Bedek Abayis, no, whatever's fit for the Mizbeach should be for the Mizbeach. When the Kevos, Yimachu L'Tzarchi Shlam. However, the female animals are not themselves brought as Shlam. Rather, they're sold and they're utilized to buy for other people for Shlam. Now, the reason for that is why they themselves then are not brought as Shlam until they're sold, is because since when he was Makdish, he was Makdish Stam, without any differentiation, he was makdish whatever is fit for the mizbeach that should be similar to his sanctification to bedek abayis, which is totally kaddish for the bedek abayis. Therefore, he was makdish for it to be value as an oilah, because if it's going to be brought as a shlam, it's not all going to go to the base of mikdash. It's going to be eaten by the kohen and by other people, by the owner. So therefore, he wants it all to go to the base of mikdash. So only if it's an oilah, it's all going to be to the base of mikdash. So it's sold for shlam, and then all the money, the other bit made in oilas, and then its money is used to buy a carbon oilah. And Ushar and the Chasim Yiplu Bedek Abayis, and all those other properties, they go and they're used for the upkeep, for the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, and that's what, says Rav Nuna, according this oilah that Yeshua is talking about, of the male animals that they themselves have brought as oilas, it's regarding that case that Yehuda said, Pradla oilas hektash, explains Rav Nuna, because Vafil Rav Yeshua, even according to Rav Yeshua that we just quoted, the Amar that he says, Adam Chaylik Ekdesha, that person does split up his sanctification. Meaning, although he says, I want all my stuff to go to Hashem. But we said that although most things that he has in his property are going to Bedek Abayis, but whatever is fit for the Mizbeach goes to Mizbeach, and whatever is not for the Mizbeach goes for Bedek Abayis, but it's not that whatever is going to be a carbon oila for the Mizbeach is going to be like a regular carbon that goes in the Mizbeach, that the hides of those oilas of this Kachem go to the Kahanim. Because Rabbi Yeshua agrees, and that's Rabbi Yehuda saying, that the hides are going to be staying for the Bedek Abayis, like all his other properties. Because Hani Mili Basa, when did Rabbi Yeshua say that it's going to be for the Mizbeach, that's the meat itself, which, yeah, that goes on the Mizbeach. Abel Ur, toughest, but the hide, which doesn't go to the Mizbeach, that will have been take effect by the Bedek Abayis, to go to Bedek Abayis, and it's not going to go, like a regular Kaman Oila, to the Kahanim. And now the Gemara continues with the second interpretation we had in the Braisa, regarding the interpretation of Oilas Ish, which again, as we had explained, different interpretations, Rabbi Yehuda said that was Pratlo Oilas Hektish, where it's not that of a person, but rather that Onbe Hektish. And we had said in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, he says that the term Oilas Ish is Pratlo Oilas Ger. Comes to exclude the Oila that a Ger is bringing. On that, as the Gemara, Amalei Rav Simoi Bar Chilkoi L'Ravina, Atu Ger Lav Ishu? What do you mean? You think a convert is not considered a man? Why would the word Oilas Ish be excluding the Oila of a Ger from the hides and the Oira going to the Kana? So that Amalei Ravina said to him, Prat leger shemeis ve'en leyershim. You're right, a regular ger, of course, the ergos of the kahanim. We're talking about a ger that died and he has no inheritors, because a ger that's megayer, he's like not related to anyone unless he has children of his own. And if he doesn't have inheritors, there's no bialim, there's no one that has ownership. A regular Yisrael has relatives that become the yershim. A ger has no relatives, and therefore, if he has no relatives, then there's no bialim. And that's a case where it's not an oilas of a ish, because no one owns it, and therefore the oira is not going to go to the kahanim. Now, a different interpretation in Oilas Ish, as we said in the Mishnah, the Gemara elaborates in the Braisa. Tanabon, learn the Braisa. Oilas Ish, what does it mean, the Oila of a person? Ainly Elo Oilas Ish. So I would only know, as we said, we would think, it's only the Oila of a man. Oilas Gerim, which the Girsa takes out the word Gerim, because we just said before, Ger, of course, is just like an Ish. But rather, of Nashim, of Adam, how do we know the Oila of not just of a man, but of women, as our Mishnah said, or of slaves, that their Oilas are also the Oir goes to the Kahanim? It says the of the oila, which is superfluous because the pasuk could have just said that the is to the kain. What does it come to say when it says ur ha'oila? Riba, it's an inclusionary term to come to include not just the ur of a man, but also the oila. It could have just said havakain amakibes oilas ish ashehikriv lakain liyeh. What does it say ur ha'oila? It's coming to include that of nashim v'avodim. So on that, came matamaleima oilas ish. Then why does it say the oila of a man? Rather, Oila sha'olsa le'ish, as our Mishnah says. It's coming to tell you the Oila that is validated for a person, prat, what's that excluding is, l'shenishchata chutz lezmanam, if it was slaughtered with the intention of being sacrificed or eaten beyond its time, over chutzim kamer, beyond its place. Shelo yu'akan, and rizuchan ba'ayr, in that situation, that's where the kan do not merit to get the hide, because there it is, Puzzle, it's not Oila Labailam, and therefore it's not Oila Sish, it's not Oila Ish. That's where the Oir is not going to go to the Kahn. On that, as our Mishnah continued with this halacha, as the Braisa is elaborating, Yachal Shani Marba, you would think you would include, meaning to exclude, Shenishchata Shalei Lishma, that not only if it was Machshabas Pigal, but even if let's say it was slaughtered Shalei Lishma, because they're also, it's not going to be validated for the owners, that meaning, even though the carbon is going to be kosher, but it's not going to be also labayim, it's not going to fulfill the obligation of the nether or the nedav of the person that's bringing the oila. As you continue to medbeis, that lo yu kahanim zakain ba'ira, that the kahan should not merit in the hide of a carbon that was slaughtered shalei lishma. That's what it teaches, which is an inclusionary term to say that in all situations, meaning even if we're slaughtered shalei lishma, although we do exclude when we're slaughtered with the machshav of chutz zmane or chutzim kaimah. Now, and that continues the braisa, Oir ha'oila, says the height of the oila goes to the kanam. Ainly ela oir ha'oila, I would only know the oir of the oila. Oir is kachi kachi b'nai, how do we know that, as our Mishnah said, and this braisa is elucidating a few of the halachas of our Mishnah, that by chatas, asham, of all the kachi kachim that the hides go to the kanam, how do we know that? Tamalayim, and the Girsa takes out the words oir ha'oila, asher hikrib, which was sacrificed, which sounds like all krabanis. Now, if that's the case, all krabanis that the hides go to the kanam, yochash animar b'av kachim kalam. I would think that, okay, include even the lower level karbanas. No, tamalema oila, that's what the pasuk specifies oila. To tell you, ma oila kacha kachim, just like an oila is a kacha kachim, I've called kacha kachim also all that are like oila in that it's kacha kachim, then the hides of the animal go to the kanam. Now, that was the Tanakama. Pshmolim, he says, when it says oir ha'oila, the hide of the oila, ainly oila ha'oila, I would only know it applies to the oila, oir is kacha kachim inayin. He says, so how do you know the hide of the kacha kachim? So he doesn't say like the Tanakama that you know it from the pasuk. He says v'dinu. He says it's logic. A kabel chaymer. Uma oila shalei zachu bibsara. If regarding the carbon oil that the kam do not merit, they don't get from the meat. It gets all burnt on the mizbeach on the fire. Zachu ba'ira. Still, they get the hide. So kachu kachim shazachu bibsara. So regarding the other carbon, the chatas ashim where the kam get the meat, they eat the meat of the carbon. In the din shazachu ba'ira, isn't kabel chaymer that for sure they're going to get the hides of the carbon, which is like the halacha of our mishnah that we know it from a kabel chaymer from oil. Now on that, as our Mishnah actually continued and concluded and said, well, Mizbeach could disprove that logic and say no, because the Mizbeach, Shezachu B'basar, the Mizbeach gets the meat of the carbon oila, but Lai Zachu Bar, and it does not get the hide. So maybe other Kachim, yes, they get to the meat, but they don't get the hide. On that you would say, no, Mal Mizbeach Shekein L'Zachu B'Miktzas. How can you disprove from the Mizbeach, where the Mizbeach doesn't get at all any part of the hides, because we don't find the Mizbeach gets hide at all. Yet, so there, yeah, by Oila, it's going to get the meat, not the hide. Taimim b'kahanim, but how are you going to say regarding the kahanim, shezachu b'miktzas, where they do get sometimes the hide, as we find by the Oila, ha'il v'zachu b'miktzas, since they do get sometimes the hide, zachu b'kuli, they're going to merit in all the situations, meaning the kabochemer would still apply to say, by the other kachakachem, where they get the meat, for sure then they'll get the hide too. Third opinion, Rabbi Aimer, he says, no. Kol atzmai lo hitzrachnu. We don't need any proofs regarding showing that the hides go to the Kahanim, except for the Oila, actually that's the only place where the Torah is specified, because actually regarding all the other Karbanas, we wouldn't have a question to tell us what you do with the hides. And you only need, only to tell you by the heart of the Oila, that's where we have to tell you that it goes to the Kahanim. Why? Because every situation, we know what to do with the hides. Wherever the meat goes, that's where the hide goes, as he explains. Parman Nisrafim, Mesir Man Nisrafim, there's certain types of karbanis that the blood is brought inside the Beis HaMikdash in the Heichel itself. The bulls that are burnt and the he-goats that they're burnt out of the machna. Hein va'ayrei sein Nisrafim Niman. Them, with their hides, they get burnt with them, like the Pasuk says, Vesapar Beis Ayrei. We know, with the meat's getting burnt, the hide gets burnt with it. So to chatas va'asham mezivche shal mitzibra. Chatas, asham, the public is the shlamim, which is on Shavuos, which these are all kachay kachim. Matan l'kain, the meat goes to the kain. So, yeah, so the hide goes to the kain, because ratzav, they want to, when they get the pieces of the carbon, which the meat goes to them, they get it in its skin. So if they want, ratzu mafshit noisen. So they skin it. Loi ratzav, they don't want to. They could eat it with the hide on it. In other words, they don't have to skin it, because it's given to the kain as is. Like the pasuk says, kechatzis ka'ashem terachas. It's not skinned, and they get it as it is. So we know that they get the hide over there, because they're getting it with the meat which they get. Kachem kalam labailam. We know by the kachem kalam, the meat pieces go to the owners. So there too, ratzu mafshit noisan. If they want, they can skin it. Ratzu echel noisan agav aron. If they want, they can eat it with the hide on it, meaning they get the pieces of meat as is with the skin on it. And therefore, we know they get the hide, and that the kalam do not get it. Aval ayla, the only question, says Rebbe, was the ayla. Because Nemaba, regarding the carbon oil, the pasuk says, "V'hifshtesa oil, you have to first skin, take off the skin of the oil, and then manitach oisel in sechad, then you have to cut into small pieces, and there the meat goes to the mizbeach." But regarding the hide, which had to be skinned first, the Torah doesn't tell us what to do with it, and you're not going to bring it onto the mizbeach, because explicitly the Torah is telling you, first skin it, and put the limbs onto the mizbeach, which obviously is telling you not to take the hide with it. So yachal lo yu hakahanim zakon ba'ir, in that situation you would think the kam don't get it, because they're not getting the meat, and maybe they're not going to get the hide. So therefore, everywhere else we know what to do with it. But here we wouldn't know. Tamalemi, that's why it's only over there that you need the pasuk to say, oir ha'oila asher hikriv, the hide of the oila, which was sacrificed by that kain, is the kain who gets it. But the other karbanas, unlike the previous two tanaim, he says you don't need a source, because we know wherever the meat goes, that's where the hide goes. Now, the beginning of the pasuk says, as we've been quoting, "Hamakrev es oila se'ish," whoever brings the oila of the person, on that it says, "Lo yiye," he's going to get the hide of that carbon oila, or of all the kachi kachi. Says the brisa, "Prat l'tful yom," that's excluding someone who was tamei and immersed that day with, but it's not sundown yet. And va'ain, and someone whose close relative died that day, where these individuals are not fit to do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash that day. Now, on that the Brice is explaining, meaning, although we already know, as we established previously, that these individuals are excluded from having portions in the meat of the carbon, from getting a portion to eat it that evening, as we said, we already explained previously, still you need to have the pasuk to exclude them from getting a portion of the hides. Why? Sheyachol, because you would think as follows. Yes, lo yisku b'basu, they don't merit into eating to get from the flesh. Shu l'achila, because what's the point of getting a portion of the flesh? Is to eat it. And they're not fit to eat today, because they're tamei or they're oinen. There's reasons why they're not valid. But yisku ba'ar, but maybe they should merit to get the hide, she'ena l'achila, which is not for eating purposes, so therefore why should that exclude them? Tamalayim aloyi, that's what the pasuk says, for them it should be, meaning someone who's fit to do the hakrava, prat l'machusa kippur mitful yom v'ayin, but that excludes someone who's lacking atonement in his purification process, who, although he immersed, but he didn't have a sundown yet, or an ayin, and since they can't do the avodah, therefore they don't get a portion in loyiya of getting the hides of the carbon. Now that we explained these three different tanaim, the Gemara asks, "V'tanakama nami tebik le'medina." The first tana from the three tanaim that we said in the Braisa, just like Rabbi Shmuel learns it out from a Kal V'chaimer, why does he need a pasuk to include the iris of other kachi kachim? He says a Kal V'chaimer. If ayla you get the ayra, where you don't even get the meat, other kachi kachim would come get the meat, for sure they get the ayra, why does he need to learn it out from a pasuk? Says the Gemara, Milsa da Asi b'Kal V'chaimer, you're right, something that we could learn that from a Kal V'chaimer, Terech v'Kasav l'Kra, it's not difficult to find that, that still the Pasuk goes through the effort to bring a source from a Pasuk. But in that as the Gemara, fine, but Rabbi Shmuel, Hai Asha Hikrib, this Pasuk Asha Hikrib, which the Tanakhama had learned out from there, the hides of all other Kabbalists, meaning Kachar Kachim, because we excluded Kachim Kalim, my Abed Le, what does he do with that Pasuk? He doesn't say it's being teaching the Halacha, because he knows it from a Kal V'chaimer. Says the Gemara, "Prat l'tful yom mechusik kippurim va'einan." That's where he excludes a tful yom mechusik kippurim va'einan from getting the hides, because they can't be asher hikrib. And that is the Gemara, but typically miloyia. But he should just learn it out like Rebbe did, the third Tana, from loyia. To him it should be, who should be, someone that could do the hakrava, that's where you learn it out, not from asher hikrib. What does he do with Lo Yiyah? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel Tamei. Shmuel goes according to his opinion elsewhere where he expounds the words Lo Yiyah for a different exposition. The Amar B'yichin Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, he says, Nema Ba'ayla Lo Yiyah. This teaching is the name of Rabbi Shmuel, like we say, is going according to his opinion. By the Karban Eilat, says these words, to him it should be. V'nema Ba'ashim Lo Yiyah, and says, by the Ashim, to him it should be. Which we learn out the following Zereshab. Malahal, and just like over there by the carbon ashram at smaisim mutarin, the bones of the carbon ashram are permitted. I mean, the meat goes to the kain, and also the bones are permitted for him to use and make vessels out of it. Afkan at smaisim mutarin, here also by the carbon ayla, the bones are also permitted. Now, that's just the Gemara. However, Mufni, you have to say that the terminology in this Gzereshava, that the words loyi have to be superfluous. Not that they're integral for the pasig, but just because it has the same words, you can make Gzereshava. Because the Eloi Mufni, if the words would not be extra, ikla mifrach, then you could refute the Gzereshava, because it has to be that there's no questions to make Gzereshava if you're going to have that the words are not extra. If they're superfluous, you could still make Gzereshava even though there's a question. But if it was not extra, you could ask that it's not a valid Gzereshava, because Mala Ashim Shekim Basari Mutter. The meat of the Ashim is permitted for the Kohen, so yes, so therefore he could use the bones too. But by Ayla, where the meat is not permitted, it's burnt on the Mizbeach, who would say that the bones are permitted for the Kohen? So therefore says, Gemara, you're right, Lo Yiyah Kro Yaseiru. The words Lo Yiyah, by the Ayla, it could have said, Oir Ha Ayla Asher Hikav LaKohen. The hide of the Ayla, which is sacrificed, is for the Kohen, and then that's it. Why does it have to say Lo Yiyah for him it should be? So the extra words to make Gzereshav with the Asham, although it's different, but now that it's superfluous, you could learn that just like over there, it's Maisim Matar and here also, and therefore he uses it for something else, and that's why he excludes Tzvoyem, Chosik Yipurim, and Einin from the words Ashehikr, but not like Rebbe who learns it out from Lo Yiyah. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on this halacha of our previous Mishnah on Amud Aleph regarding the hides when they go to the Kahana. Says the Mishnah the following qualification: Kala kodshim she'ir ben psul kodim lev shaitan. Any carbon which had its invalidation before the skin of the animal was taken off, and it became invalidated, ein oresein lekahanim. Then the hides do not go to the kahanim; rather, they get burnt with the hide on them, as invalid carbonas are. They get burnt not on the mizbeach; they get burnt on beis hadeshen. Here also, the hide's not going to be given to the kahanim. But if let's say it had already been skinned and only then the carbon became pasul, then I was saying the kahanim, then says the Mishnah, the hides will go to the kahanim. Now, however, Amr Reb Chanina ben Skana Kahanim, Reb Chanina, the attendant of the kahanim, he said, I never saw the hide of a carbon being taken out to be burnt once it was already skinned by itself, as the Gemara is going to explain it, by the place where the invalid carbonas are burnt. Now, so Amr Bekiva said, "Medivar v'lamanif." In the words of Chanin's Kana Kanim, we learn the following halacha: Shamafshir es abachar benimtzat treif. If someone skinned the carbon, the firstborn animal, and it turns out that it had a mortal defect, meaning even though that this invalidation obviously was there before it was skinned, but since it wasn't recognized until after it was skinned, as the halacha was telling us, sheyusa kana ba'ayrei, that then the kana go ahead and utilize its hide. Like Reb Chanin Akan was saying, if it's already skin, I never saw it being taken out to burn. I mean, although turns out the carbon was possible, but if it's not on the animal anymore, then it's not going to be burned. So therefore, says Rabbi Kiva, you learn that the following halacha, that so too, the Bechara, although you obviously know that it was a treif, it had a mortal defect before it was skinned, but now it only was discovered afterwards, you never saw, said Reb Chanin Akan, that it was taken out by itself. So here, since it's by itself, it's not going to be burned with the possible carbon Bechara. But the Chachamim, the sages say, they disagree, they say, no, ein loy re'inu raya. Saying, I never saw that, is not a proof. Because maybe it just never happened to be that there was a trefa that was found after his skin. And even if it did happen and it was burnt, maybe he just didn't see. Ella, rather, they disagree, and they say, no, yotza lebeis ha'srefa, in such a situation, since ultimately the invalidation was there before it was skinned, even though now it's already skinned, it will be taken out to the place where invalid karbanos are burnt and will not be given to the kohen. Now, the Gemara asks a contradiction from the two Mishnais on our daf, from Amud Aleph, which is called the Reisha, and our Mishnah, which is the second half, which is called the Seifa. Ask the Gemara as follows. We learned in the Reisha, meaning in the previous Mishnah on Amud Aleph, that said, Kol shalei zacha mizbech bibsara. It said, wherever the altar did not merit yet in the meat of the carbon, which basically means to say, if an invalidation happened before the blood of the carbon was thrown, because the mizbech only gets rights to the meats of the parts of the carbon only when the blood is thrown. So if the invalidation happened before the blood was thrown, so the meat did not have a moment of permissibility for the altar yet. So the Mishnah had said, Lo yizacha kan ba'era. So if it was possible before the Zrikas Adam, then the Kohanim do not have any rights to the hide of the carbon. And the previous Mishnah did not differentiate whether if it was skinned before it became possible, or whether it was not skinned, it doesn't differentiate. So obviously you see from the previous Mishnah. Even if it was skinned before the blood was thrown, still if the meat became possible and then the blood was thrown, then they're not going to get the hide. Says the Gemara Samani. So who's that like? That's Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. The Amar that he says, as the Gemara is going to say on the next daf, Kavdal Min Aleph, Ein Hadam Meratza La'or Bifnei Atzmai. The blood of the carbon cannot provide a ritzi as an appeasement for the carbon if it's just for the hide of the animal itself, meaning without the meat. So for example, let's say the meat became pasul, and then the blood is thrown, you can't say the dam is going to be miratza just for the hide, because it's not doing it for the carbon, the meat is already pasul. So therefore, in that type of situation, even the hide will not be removed from the halacha of me'ilah to be permitted to be given to the kohanim after the skin was taken off from the meat itself. That's like the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, which doesn't differentiate if it was skinned or not. If it became possible before the Zrikas Adam, so then what do you have left? You have left just the skin going to the kohanim? That it's not going to be miratza for, and it's burnt with the rest of the carbon. But Amos Sefer, on that, ask the Gemara, but look at the end, meaning look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah that we just quoted before said, Kala kachim she'ir ben psul kaidim epshetin. If the invalidation happened to the meat, to the carbon itself, before the skin was taken off, then we said, Eina resen lekan. Then the hide's not going to go to the kan. But we said, La'achrev shetin, if it was invalidated after the skin was taken off, then resen lekanim, then the hides will go to the kanim, even if the invalidation happened before the blood was thrown. And that says the Gemara, Asan l'Rebbe. That comes out like Rebbe who disagrees with Rebbe Lazar on the next daf. Dama that he says, Hadama ratza la'or b'fnei atzmei, that the blood could provide appeasement just for the hide itself, even without providing appeasement for the meat. Let's say the meat is possible, still it could validate just the Eir Seyem, not to be me'ilah anymore, to go to the Kanim. So ask the Gemara, Reish Rebbe Lazar Reb Shimon. So it comes out, our two Mishnais, which are really one long Mishnah, the beginning is like Rebbe Lazar Reb Shimon, and Sefer Rebbe, and the Sefer is like Rebbe, who these are two different opposite opinions. So that Amabai says no. Mid the Sefer Rebbe, from the fact that obviously our Mishnah is like Rebbe, as we just pointed out, Reishanam Rebbe, the first Mishnah on the Manaf is also like Rebbe. But how does that come out? And that says Abaye, because of Maida Rebbe, Rebbe agrees, She'ein Hefshed Kaidim Zrika, that there's generally no skinning of the animal before the blood is thrown. Meaning, although that he says that yes, the blood could provide appeasement just for the hide by itself, where if it happens that it was skinned before the blood is thrown, but he agrees that that's not normally what usually happens with the kohanim, because you're not allowed to delay the throwing of the blood so long, because it might coagulate and might not be valid to be able to throw it anymore. So therefore, the first Mishnah Manaf, which said that as long as the Mizbeach did not have the rights in the meat, so then the kohanim do not have rights in the hide, the reason is because it became pasul before the blood was thrown, is also the same thing as saying before the skin was taken off. Because generally, like we're saying, the zrika of the dam is going to be before the skin is taken off, because you have to quickly throw the blood. But you're right. Like our Mishnah says, what we call the Seifa, where it happens that if it was skinned before the blood was thrown and then it became invalidated after it was already skinned, yeah, then there you're right. Even though the Mizbech did not have any rights in it, the Kohanim will merit the hide. And our first Mishnah in the Reish was just talking about what normally is. That's why it classified like that if the Mizbech wasn't Zeichet. But you're right, it's really like our Mishnah in the Seifa, and both the Reish and the Seifa is like Rebbe, that if it did happen, then of course, if the skin was already taken off, even if the blood wasn't thrown yet, the Iris will go to the Kohanim. That's one interpretation. Rav Amar, he says the other way around. He says, no, Mid the Reish, Rebbe Lazar Reb Shimon, from the fact that the Reish is like Rebbe Lazar Reb Shimon, who he says that it does not work for the Ur. And it has to be that the Mizbeach did have some right in the meat, and only then will it be valid, the Ur is going to the Kohanim. So Sefer Nami, Rebbe Lazar Reb Shimon, our last Mishnah, is also like Rebbe Lazar Reb Shimon. But my Kaidim Hefshet, what does it mean when the Mishnah says, before its skin, and as we contain top of Kavdal Medav, Umay Acher Hefshet, what does it mean from the Sefer, meaning from our Mishnah, after the hide was taken off? It means kaidim sheniru lehefshet. It means before it was ever able to be skinned, meaning before the blood was thrown, then if it became possible, the hide's not going to go to the kohanim, even if it was skinned and then it became possible. And for sure, if it's still with the meat, and the reason for that is, because we're going like a blazer of Shimon, that the blood does not provide ritzi just for the hide without the meat itself. And what does it mean after hafshet, it means achashen niru lehafshet. It means after that it was able to be skinned, meaning after the blood was thrown, then the kahanim, then the hide is going to go to the kahanim, even if the hide is actually still with the meat when it became pasul. Like Rabbi Elazar says, because once the blood is thrown, and there was a moment when the meat was permitted, one moment for the mizbeach, then you could even go ahead and skin it and take it off from the pasul carbon and give the hide to the kahanim. But again, it doesn't really mean in our Mishnah before skin and after it's skinned, because according to Rabbi Elazar, that's not the criterion. It doesn't make a difference. The main criterion is like the previous Mishnah, which is if it was before the zrika or after the zrika. So what does it mean? Kodim hefshet and la'acha hefshet. It means before it's able to be skinned and before it's able to be skinned, which means to say basically, meaning regarding the zrikas hadam, if it's fit for the kahanim, if it's fit for the mizbeach, which is the time of when it's going to be fit for the kahanim, that's the time of nira lehefshet. If it was before nira lehefshet, meaning before the zrikas hadam, then it's not going to be fit for the, nothing to do with the actual hefshet, fit for hefshet, fit, able to be skinned and get into the kahanim. Then if it was before that, it's not going to go to the kahanim. If it was after that, meaning after Zrikas Adam, like the previous Mishnah, which is Nirul Mizbeach, because the Zrikas Adam, then it's going to go to the kahanim, and therefore that's just like Reb Elazar Ben Shimon.